Hey, Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center. Did you know that 27% of Americans are actively estranged from or prodigal from at least one of their family members, according to the American Psychological Association? What's interesting that more so toward dads than moms. So there's some issue clearly within our own Christian community, those of us who are followers of Christ, with sons and daughters that we love who might be, you know, young adults or even older, and they have become what we refer to and biblically refer to as prodigal. They've gone off in their own direction, and it may be in a path that's, you know, kind of okay. Their life is just rejecting their faith, or they have actively gone down a pit in their own lives, and you're praying for them and you love them. I'll tell you what we're going to do today. We're live here, and I'm inviting those of you who've been there. We want to talk to the prodigals, those of you who have been there, and you want to share with us what God did in your life, how you got there and how you got back, because we got a lot of parents today who are in anguish and they're clinging to that verse that says, train up a child in the way they'll go and they'll come back. And we know that that's true in the lives of many people. In fact, the research I was looking at this morning was sort of stunning. The research shows that 81% of maternal estrangement, those who are estranged from their moms, and nearly 70% who are estranged from dad, eventually lead to some degree of reconciliation. So even just in the world in general, outside of the Christian community, there's a desire often for prodigals to reconnect. And so if you've been there, you've been down the trail, you have been in the prodigal, and you want to share with parents listening, give them some encouragement, tell your story, let's do this. We're here. We're a community of people helping experience life the way God intended. And this is a topic that comes right from the pages of Scripture, from the book of Luke, and we'll get into that as well. All right, phone lines open, 888-888-1717. Live here on today at 888-888-1717, talking to prodigals. What's been your journey?
I'm a prodigal. My mother raised me in the church, and I was following it, but it never wasn't mine. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't my relationship with the Lord, and I got into a whole bunch of bad stuff, drugs and all kinds of stuff, and she let me go. She prayed and said, Lord, he's yours. Take care of him. And the Lord brought me back. And not only that, he created in me a deeper, stronger intimacy that I've never, ever experienced before. And it went from it being her God to he's my God. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I depend on him. I need him. I love him. You know, it became a personal relationship with me and him because she let me go. It works. Trusting God with your children. It really does.
There you go. Listen, that's not an easy thing to do. Prodigals are going to be telling you, I'm sure, over and over, give space and keep praying, but don't close the door. And of course, that comes right from the pages of Scripture. We see the prodigal story is shared with us, and Jesus telling us that the daddy of that prodigal son that left didn't chase him down the street, didn't reject him. He just prayed like crazy, I'm sure, and waited. And that's a really tough thing to do. My heart goes out to those of you that have prodigal sons and daughters. You know, we've seen that experience. We've worked with people who've been through that, and we've seen it ourselves. Not with our own children, but in our extended family, we've seen that. And it's painful. It's difficult. And you want to do something, push a button, you want to pray a little more, you want to drag him into a revival service or something, you know? Get the pastor over there to beat him on the head. And of course, we all know that doesn't work. It really doesn't. So what's your story? We want to hear your story. 888-888-1717 is my number. And we're live here in the studio today. 888-888-1717. All right, Robert, you're up first in New Mexico. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. You the prodigal, my friend?
Yeah, sure am. I was, you know, for many years I was running from the Lord until I started running to the Lord.
Yeah, what got you? What led you to leave? What caused, do you think, that prodigal movement in your life?
Well, there was many things, you know, going on in the church and in my personal life and stuff, you know. I've always had that tug of the world pulling me back. You know, if you don't give the Lord 100% and you only give him 99%, that world's going to always pull you back in.
And what was it? Was your mom and dad both believers or?
My grandma and grandpa were pastors. Yeah, they were pastors.
Yeah, that's interesting. We hear a lot. So your mom and dad were pastors. What were they feeling when you went and said, "Hey, I'm out of here, the church and all this stuff ain't working for me"?
They were really heartbroken. You know, they were really heartbroken bad. You know, and I had a sister that was always, you know, she would tell me Ezekiel, the valley of the dry bones. You know,
mm-hmm. She was preaching at you.
Yeah, you're always out there. You look like a valley of the dry bones. She says, "Man, you got to come back to the Lord."
Well, what brought you back?
You know, I was tired. I was tired of running. I was in and out of prison. I was strung out on heroin for a lot of years, and I just got tired of sick and tired. And my family's prayers are the ones that brought me back in.
Yeah,
back in the church.
How long were you out there wandering, Robert? How long did that take?
I was about out there. I was about 8 years, about 8 or 10 years. I was out there.
How you doing now?
I know how it is to live out there in the streets, and man, I'm doing good now. I'm doing real good. I'm blessed. You know what I mean?
Did mom and dad? Are mom and dad still around to enjoy this?
No, they're not around no more. No, they're with the Lord. You know, mm-hmm. So I thank God for that.
Did they get to see you come back?
My mom kind of did, yeah. My dad did it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just a blessing, you know what I mean? It was a blessing in my life, and now I'm here to go forward, you know.
So what's your one message, Robert, for parents? Parents of a prodigal, what did your parents do right?
My parents are prayer warriors. They were prayer warriors, and my siblings also. I had a sister. She was just, man, she wouldn't stop praying for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I suggest, you know, for the parents, just keep on praying and believing.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Thank you, man. Appreciate your call from New Mexico. Yeah, you hate to say it, but and we're going to hear more stories. We got some that have shared on their comment line. I'm sure some of you calling. You guys have to bottom out sometimes, the prodigals, until they get to a place to say, like he said, I'm tired. And that's exactly what we see in the story in Luke, don't we? Jesus saying that the prodigal son ended up in the pig pen, literally, and woke up. He had one of those aha moments, right? Or oh no moments in his life. We're saying, wait a minute, my dad's servants are better off than I am. This is stupid. That's probably what he said. This is stupid. I'm going home. And the beautiful thing is that dad did not close that door. He could have. He could have said, you're out, you're gone, don't want to talk to you again. But he left that door open, not to bring his pig pen back into the house, by the way. Dad didn't say, hey, just bring back whatever garbage you have into the home. But he came back as a broken, changed person, and the dad embraced him. So this is the show today is encouragement to those of you who are waiting, those of you who are broken because of a prodigal. So we're really asking you, if you've been down this trail, what's your story? Give us a call. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Imagine two different people. Both love God and want His will for their lives. But one of them lives a life that's wrapped up in worries, fears, and the challenges of the day, while the other wakes up to an intentional life that's free from those burdens. In Dr. Randy's message, Intentional Living Will Change Your Life, you'll learn 5 steps to living an intentional life in Christ and how your life can be transformed.
We believe that when we understand God's intention for our life, not only is God given the glory for it, but our lives are better for it.
When you support Intentional Living right now with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Start the new year off right by living intentionally. Give now, and you'll get access to these helpful resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, you guys are making a difference. I appreciate it. Your support for the ministry helps. And I mentioned yesterday, we ended the year about 12,000 short of the budget. And I know for, you know, big organizations and things, that's a drop in the bucket. But for us, because we just, I tell you what, we're lean and mean. We just do what God's given us to do. We got the media, we've got radio, we've got the internet, and we're using every tool we can to reach as many people around this planet with this message of experiencing your life the way God intended. And He didn't intend for you to be a prodigal, but when you are, He's there. And hopefully mom and dad are there and the family with open arms. And that's what we're hearing, the stories of people who went there and are coming back. And I'll tell you what, it's encouragement to you. All right? All right? Here's what C.S. Lewis said. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. And that's what we're talking about here today. All right. You can call us at 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717 is to be part of the show. And which line should I be going to? Let me go to line 4. All right. Thank you for your call. How are you? Hi there. How are you doing?
Good.
Is this Ronnie or Steve?
This is Steven.
Okay, Steven. Appreciate your call, man. There you go. All right. Go right ahead. What's your story?
Okay. So in 1999, 2000-ish, one of the pastors at our church committed suicide, and he had a bunch of problems. And so the person I was married to at the time would not go back.
Hmm.
And so I stayed away as the spiritual leader, quote unquote, of the family. I could have went back on my own, but just didn't want to rock the boat. And
what happened? All right, I think we lost Steve. I think we got the gist of the story, though, and I tell you, it's a reminder. It's easy for us to drift away. I think it's easy to drift away from not only church, but more importantly, even than that, it's the Lord, the relationship with Christ. And part of the symptom of that is we start to drift away from the Christian community and other people. And in the process of doing that, it's very destructive. We're talking to prodigals today, and we'd love to have you be a part of the show. You can call 888-888-1717 and share your story with us today.
Hi, my name is Julie, and I was listening to Randy's program this morning. And although it's been a lot of years now, I wanted to call in and say that I was a prodigal. And in fact, there are 4 children from my parents, and I am the one that returned. And the other 3 have not yet done so. But my parents both lived to see me do it, and I wanted to tell you what they did. My dad was a pastor. He never, ever, not one time, guilted me or threw the Bible at me. Neither did my mother. I know they prayed for me. I was very rebellious and very headstrong, and I believe that what my dad did was that when he could, he said things, and every Sunday of my life, he asked me if I'd gone to church. I remember telling him 100 times, "You'll be the first I tell when I do. Leave me alone." He would laugh. He never left me alone. He always asked the same question, and he lived to see me not only return, but become very, very strong in the Lord. And I've been doing that for 35 years now. I just wanted to let you know that it does happen. And those that you never think will turn back often, that's exactly what we do.
Absolutely. That's good. Thank you for sharing that story. It's the ones you don't expect, right? You know, it's interesting. Max Lucado, the well-known Christian pastor and also author, says, though we are prodigals, God continues to long for us, to run, to meet us, and to bring us home. You know, all of us are prodigals. All of us have run from the grace of God and his love for us. And, you know, the fact that he's patient with us is a reminder of our patience for those who have walked away and rejected. If you've been there, what's been your story? How did you come back? What message, what one thing would you share with parents who are listening today and feeling pretty overwhelmed? Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. Charlie, how are you today?
I'm doing better. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday. Congratulations. You made it another year. 70 today, huh?
70 today.
There's life after 70, Charlie.
I'm figuring that out. I went back into my business and decided to stay in Michigan.
So, in other words, you're not retired. You're still staying at whatever work you or your business that you have.
Yeah.
Oh, good for
I'm
you.
I'm still going to keep doing that, yes.
All right, you're 70 years old. How could you were a prodigal at what point in your life, and how so?
Most of my life. How do I explain this? I'm the oldest of six. I stuttered every word until I was 33 years old. Now I believe it was a gift from God. But I moved around a lot. I've been married twice. I just lost my late wife almost 4 years ago. I've been floundering for the last year, going from one place to the other because I was with a girlfriend and that didn't work out. And I was there for my mom when she passed away. The night before she passed, I fed her, told her I'm sorry for not being around the family. I did the same thing for my father. I fed him the night before he passed away and told him that I loved him. And
you've been on a painful journey.
Has come back into my life. My two brothers are in my life. My other brother, the youngest one, is now coming back into my life. And I lost my wife's family. They don't talk to me except for the oldest one. And she just called me and wished me a happy birthday.
Where are you with with your relationship, Charlie, with God?
If I didn't have God in my life, I don't know where I would be. God is, I read the Bible every single day, every night, and pray all day long.
Are you feeling?
And it helps me get through. Go ahead.
No, that's good. I mean, that's the key. Are you struggling with, are you struggling today with regret, or is it just praise that this is where I am and I'm going to keep going, or what?
No, I'm in this point where I'm going to keep going. I'm going to stay in Michigan. I'm not going to be floundering all over the place like I did in the last year. I'm just going to stay here and do what I have to do to make things better for other people in my life besides myself and work on those things.
That's good. You know what? Listen, Charlie, as you're reminding us that prodigals aren't only 18-year-olds, we can live a life of being a prodigal. And sometimes it's just estrangement from those things that are most important and bring the greatest joy. But you know what? You're 70 years old today, making a decision to say, I'm done with this. That's why I ask about God, because at the center, listen, we can't live an intentional life in Christ unless we are in Christ. And that's why I say to anyone today, if you've been struggling, and maybe like Charlie, you say, hey, I'm 70 years old. You might be 17 years old. But to know that that Christ is the center of your life. That's the key. If not, you're going to just be trying to do it in your own strength. And I'm telling you, it's going to be difficult to make the days make sense. But when we have Christ at the center of our life, you could be 17, 27, or 70. God welcomes you back. You know, he says to us in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, Lord, I have blown it for 70 years or 17 years. I'm done with this. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. You know, God is a God of faithfulness and justice. Some of you face the justice part, right? Come on. Sin has penalties and has consequences. You know, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. That's a promise. He will forgive no matter how many things you got there that you, you know, the pig pen stuff that we hear about from the prodigal story in Luke. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then the human part is saying, I just choose to reconnect. And that's an important step in this process. All right, we got a lot of people want to join us, so enough of me here. Let me go to Stephanie in New Mexico. Hi there, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. What's your journey?
So, I'll just make it short. I started drinking at a young age. I was about 13 years old. My father, my biological father, had just committed suicide. Mm. And my mom got married shortly after that to a man that took advantage of me. Mm. So I turned to alcohol. I turned to alcohol so I didn't have to think about it, so I could just push it to the back of my head. So I grew up an alcoholic. I got married at the age of 20, had my first child, and shortly after had a set of twins. Fortunately, I was able to stop drinking throughout the pregnancies. But I couldn't maintain sobriety. And eventually my children got placed with their father's mother, their grandmother. And I went to rehab after rehab, and it got to the point where she cut off communication with me and my children. Anytime I would try to call, she would block the number. So I never really had a chance to have a relationship with my oldest son, and he ended up passing away at the age of 20 from a fentanyl overdose.
Why? What, how, and, where was the turning point, Stephanie, in your life and your journey?
It was a week after he passed away. I woke up one day and decided I didn't want to do it anymore. Either I was going to drink myself to death, or in his honor and in the Lord's honor, get sober. In January 28th, I'll be sober 7 years.
Congratulations to you. How are you doing today, Stephanie? The story is painful, but what's the reality today in your life? Are you doing better?
I'm doing better. I'm still trying to reconnect with my twin boys. Yeah. I have gotten in touch with them, and I've spoken with them a couple of times. But their grandmother has a pretty tight grip on them, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's painful.
It's been difficult.
Yeah. Where are you spiritually, Stephanie, with God?
I'm getting there. I'm getting back. At one point, you know, I was very strong in the Lord. I almost entered ministry school at one point after going to a faith-based rehabilitation program.
Are you in a church?
I went back to my... I am not yet back into church, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's good. We want to be honest. That's what we're facing this life, you know? Has that been hard for you to think about? What is it that keeps you from going to the church that's down the block that you know is teaching the word? What is it that you think is holding you back?
I don't know. I feel like within my family, my extended family, I've seen a bunch of hypocrisy, false teachings, and I'm a little nervous. I'm a little scared to go back to church.
Well, we should be a little nervous and concerned about which church we go to, because not all are teaching God's word. But I'll tell you what, New Mexico, and I'm assuming maybe in the Albuquerque area, there are some really cool, strong, Bible-believing teaching churches that we could easily connect you with. In fact, Jennifer's from Albuquerque. Maybe, Jennifer, you could give her some ideas of some churches you know in New Mexico that are preaching the word, and there's a lot of them. And some of you pastors are waving your hands, say, come on over here, Stephanie. We'll love on you, and we'll care for you, and we're going to get you plugged in, and we're going to make a difference in your life. I really strongly encourage you on this journey that you're on. And listen, I can hear the pain in your voice, and I'll tell you what, life tends to be cumulative. It's almost like Velcro. Stuff starts to stick to us. The alcoholism and the abuse and the loss and all these things. And pretty soon we start to wonder, how in the world can I ever get back? You know what? We get back one day at a time, one decision at a time, connecting with the right people, allowing God clearly to be the center of your life. You don't have to work at that. Simply today to be able to say, Stephanie, to God, I'm done with myself. What I've been trying to do ain't working anymore. I choose to follow you with all my life and all my heart today, and then get plugged into a place where you're going to find that kind of love and support to help you grow. And it's available. So Stephanie, you hang on. Maybe Jennifer can talk to you here. We're going off the air, but I'll tell you what, we've had a ton of calls. Some of them we got on the air, some of them we can't. Frankly, some of them we couldn't get on because the stories were just overwhelming. But I want to tell you something. We're going to continue to do this again tomorrow. And if you've been a prodigal, maybe your story isn't as dramatic or drastic as the ones you've heard. Maybe it's just, hey, you know, I walked away for a while. And this is what I learned. This is what my parents did right, to encourage the parents and the grandparents who are listening today. So give us a call. We'll try to plug you in, record it for tomorrow. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Remember what the word says. I shared a moment ago that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. We're talking about the God of the universe to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Secondly, I want to say to those of you who are listening to the radio and those of you supporting what we do here, we have so many people today who are listening, who are struggling and looking for hope. And it's because of your financial support and because of your prayers for us that we're able to do this, to talk to Stephanie and others today to encourage them in Jesus' name. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. We'll be back tomorrow with more of this and more encouragement, hopefully, for those of you who are struggling with a prodigal in your own life. On behalf of the team here, Jennifer and Stephen and myself, this is Intentional Living. It's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.